Random House Audiobooks presents Faster by James Glick, read for you by the author.
Faster. You are in the directorate of time. Naturally, you're running late. You hurry past a glass-paned vault in which the world's number one clock is soundlessly assembling each second from 9 billion parts. It looks more like a rack of computers than a clock. In its core, atoms of cesium vibrate with a goose-stepping pace so sure, so authoritative, so humbling, but your mind wanders. There is not a moment to lose. Striding onward, you reach the office of the director of the Directorate of Time. He is a craggy, white-haired man called Gernot M.R. Winkler. He glances across the desk and says, "We have to be fast." The Directorate, an agency of the United States military, has scattered dozens of atomic clocks across a calm, manicured hilltop near the Potomac River in Washington. Armed guards stand watch at a security gatehouse down below, mainly because the Vice President's residence occupies the same grounds. Once past their scrutiny, you can walk alone up the long drive to the stately 150-year-old Naval Observatory, the first national observatory of the United States. The master clock consults with 50 others in separate climate-controlled vaults, cesium clocks and hydrogen masers powered by diesel generators and backup batteries. They check off the seconds as an ensemble and communicate continuously via fiber optic cable with counterparts overseas. The clocks monitor one another. Their output is statistically merged worldwide outside Paris.